Don't forget you can get your fix of Animal Radio anytime you want with the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. Download it now. It's made possible by Fear-Free Happy Homes, helping your pets live their happiest, healthiest, fullest lives at home, at the vet, and everywhere in between.
Hello, this is Jane Goodall on Animal Radio, and I'd just like everybody to realize that each day you live, you make some difference on the planet, and you can choose what kind of difference you're going to make. And hopefully every day you'll try to make the world a little bit better for people, for animals, and for the environment.
Portions of today's show are a repeat from an earlier broadcast.
You're listening to Animal Radio. If you missed any part of today's show, visit us at animalradio.com or download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
It is Animal Radio. And if you just tuned in, what a special show you've tuned in for. It is our last show after almost two decades. And today, a lot of special things happening. We're playing back some of the great times that we've had here on Animal Radio. And also joining us today is both Alan Cable and Vlade, the world famous Russian dog wizard. Vlade, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much for having me, Animal Radio family. So pleased and pleasure to be with you.
It's been a while since we've spoken, hasn't it?
Oh, time flies so fast. And, you know, when I received an invitation, I was so excited. So I am ready. I don't know if the pet owners are ready for the treat, but I am ready.
Okay, for those of you that are brand new to Animal Radio, Vlade, the world-famous Russian dog wizard, had a long stint with us here on Animal Radio. And so we're bringing back the old crew again just to have a little bit of fun and reminisce about old times. What's been keeping you busy these days?
I think the crazy dogs, but I would say crazy owners, because dogs are okay. That's the people who are making the travels. So, you know, that's what I'm trying to do. What I do, I'm changing the dogs by changing the owners.
I love that.
It's usually the owner that screws up, isn't it?
It is. It's always the issue, you know, because, but it also starting from the point when the people are getting the pets. I don't know if you guys even know, but the first mistake people ever make, they even make mistakes even before they get puppy into their house. They're picking the wrong breed for the wrong situation. I don't know. You know, we like in America, we like to believe everyone is created equally, which is okay, but not every pet is created equally because we are breeders. And many of us, you know, once on a time in our life, try to be involved with type of the thing. I'm not talking about professional breeding. I may be, you know, by mistake, hopefully not, or by watching neighbor Kathy across the street, hopefully not. But in reality is, speaking without any jokes and very seriously, that every breed was developed to fulfill some needs the people had at the time. For instance, huskies like to pull. If the husky didn't like to pull, they would never be chosen for reproduction. Or let's say Belgians like to bark, or beagles like to bark, or terriers like to dig.
Hey, Vlade, I'm so glad you bring that up because that is such an important thing. And, you know, a lot of us, you know, rescue dogs, and sometimes you don't know what you're getting, but there are clues. So there's physical and behavioral clues, and there's also DNA testing. So really finding out what breed background your potential pet has is so valuable, not just for, I know you focus on the behavior side, but as a veterinarian, I counsel people that, you know, if they've just had a dog that went through horrific cancer in their last years and they get a breed that's a high rate of cancer to start off with, then I might say, gosh, you know, do you really want to get a boxer or a golden retriever if you've just had a pet that you've had a very involved lymphoma problem? So I think that kind of thing is just really being a well-educated potential pet owner.
You know, some breeds have a specific predisposition for the specific things, and within the breed we have a situation where breeders or whoever created those creatures did a great job and they're minimizing the risk. But we also have crackless breeders, backdoor breeders, God forbid to deal with these people, God forbid to adopt the pet, or, you know, and have a pet from this environment. Rescue is the first. Let's rescue everyone we can save.
For sure. True dat. And now we've asked all of the talents here, what were some of their favorite times from Animal Radio? And we have a long list, and unfortunately we can't get to the whole list. But today we're going to be listening to Davy Jones from the Monkees will be on with us today, and he unfortunately passed. Doing what he loves, though, which is good. I hope that's the way that I go. He was with his horses when he went. Also, Paul Reiser will be joining us. Ed Asner, all on the way in just a few minutes right here on Animal Radio.
And you know, you're killing me.
Why?
Because when we were asked to come up with I couldn't think. And then every time I talked to someone, they said, don't you remember you had so-and-so on? I'm like, oh, I forgot about that. I mean, Judy did such a great job of getting people on this show that you don't think about how many superstars, including myself, have been on this show. it's been amazing.
Really, we should take a moment for a round of applause for Judy. You did a wonderful job.
Yay, Judy. Booking
this show.
Thank you very much.
Yes, you did. And I met so many exciting friends.
Yes.
Via Animal Radio and myself. So, yes, it is. Judy, you're amazing.
Thank you.
She has booked over 1,500 guests, almost 1,000 celebrities and experts on the show. And the list goes on for ages. And hopefully within the next few months, we'll pull out a bunch of those old shows and play them on the air for you. Also joining us right now is Alan Cable. Hi, Alan. How you doing?
The one blemish on Judy's record, and here I am. I'm proud to be a part of again.
Hello, Alan Cable.
Welcome back, Alan.
How'd you miss me, Judy? How'd you let me through? What the heck were you thinking that day?
I don't know. I had a bad day that day, I guess. You know what? I'm entitled to one.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now with the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
Hello, this is Dom DeLuise, and you're listening to Animal Radio. Love your pets. They'll always love you back.